Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
130,000 students are sitting down for their junior and leaving cert exams this morning, and there are just as many nervous parents, I'm sure, who are waiting at home. So how can you help your child navigate this really challenging time, and what should they be prepared for as they enter into exam season? I'm joined by Career Guidance teacher Donnacha O'Mahony, who's here to chat through those last minute tips and advice both for students and parents. Donnacha, you're very welcome. Thank you for being here. I mean, the pressure's really on because for many students, this is their first experience of a state exam, isn't it? Because of what happened over the last few years.
So junior certs and leaving certs, this is their first ever state exam. And it's record numbers as well, as you were saying. So over 135,000 students sitting leaving cert, LCA, leaving cert applied and junior cert. So record number of parents under pressure this morning as well.
Yeah, it's just really hard for them not to be anxious. You know, we say to them, oh, you know, take it easy. You've got the work done. You know, all of these platitudes. Yeah. But it's really difficult in the moment to stay calm, isn't it?
It really is, and it's a hard thing to do. But I met some students this morning. I think they were more excited and nervous. They were really keen to get started. And it's a nice way to start with English Paper 1. It's not too demanding with regards to study. So I think once they get the ball rolling, it's not too bad. The rest of the exams kind of come, isn't it? But like you said, there has been 2 years of working in school towards this, and homework is study. I know students get panicky and think, I haven't done enough, but you have really, because there's 2 years of work behind you.
And the papers are being corrected online. So in a practical way, what do students need to be aware of?
Yeah, so all the exams are scanned now and sent to the examiners. So when the papers are examined or scanned, it really only picks up blue and black pen. If you're writing in red and green pen as part of your answer, or gel pens or pencils or anything like that, it's not going to be picked up on the exam. So it's important that it's only blue and black pen, just your standard blue and black pen. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Again, no highlighters are picked up if that's part of your answer. Now, certainly you can highlight all you want, because students were concerned, am I not allowed to use a highlighter to mark my questions or anything? Absolutely. But if it's part of your answer, it's not going to be picked up.
Okay, that's very important to know about all of that. Well, what happens if I go into the exam hall, I open the paper and something that I absolutely did not expect is on there? Strategy, what do I do?
Yeah, well, you know, I see a lot on social media where people are giving out predictions, and I think it's a very dangerous thing to tell students this is what we're predicting is going to come up, because there's absolutely no way you can predict that. And then students do get nervous when these predictions don't come up. What I would say is really take your teacher's advice, because I don't think any teacher's out there saying this is definitely going to come up, and really prepare yourself for anything. If it does, you're just going to have to stop, just relax for a few seconds and really focus on the question, because more often than not, or more than likely, you've done it in class and you just have to rejig that memory.
Yeah, you have to drag something up from the back of your mind somewhere, because it's probably in there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You've covered all this with your teacher. Teachers are great and they know what's going to come up. Well, sorry, they don't know what's going to come up, but with regards to that, they don't know what's going to come up. So they'll have you well prepared. So kind of stay more with the teacher's advice rather than predictions on social media.
What do you do on the days that you don't have an exam, or the afternoon when you don't have an exam?
I think downtime is so important. It's really, really important. Get your downtime. Give that brain a rest. Physically and mentally, the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert is very taxing. You know, you've an intense two and a half weeks. So you need your downtime. You need to rest your brain. You know, watch your Netflix, watch some TV, hang out with friends, go for a walk. All of those things. I would, for the sake of 2.5 weeks, I'd keep it as low as possible.
Yeah, you see, you're asking people to believe in themselves that they have the work done, but most people won't believe that. You know, they'll feel, I don't have the work done, or there'll be certain things. When you think about Irish, for example, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, and I need to go back and look over it again. Are you saying they shouldn't do that?
Well, absolutely. You know, you continue with your study, but just be aware of the amount of study you're doing. For some reason in academic circles, if you're not waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning and studying until 8 o'clock at night, you're not doing enough. Really, we only have deep focus for about 4 hours maximum. So if you've done an exam for 2.5 hours and you want to do something that afternoon, give it an hour and a half, 2 hours max. But don't forget your downtime as well, your walk and your exercise and hanging out with friends, just so important.
And using that time wisely, if you're going to do 2 or 3 hours of study, is the best thing to do to look back over papers?
Exactly.
Papers.
You're only re-jogging that memory. You've built the muscle memory already. Now it's just recalling that information that you already know.
So parents, what should parents be doing?
Parents should be
zipping
support.
It.
Yes. Well, do you know what? It is somewhat good advice. Zip it a little bit. It's not even zip it. It's just be careful how you say things. Teenagers at the best times can be a little bit tetchy, but during the exams, they're going to be even more so. So it's how you say things. Absolutely support. Support, support, support is a big one. You know, I was talking to a mother this morning who said her son just wanted a big breakfast before he was heading off. So she made up the big breakfast for him and he cycled off to his exam. So just that support. What do you want? Is there anything I can do for you to make life easier? And just be careful of postmortems as well. After the exams, you know, it can be upsetting if they don't think it's gone as well as expected.
Donica, we will chat to you, I'm sure, over the course of the exams and beyond. Just remind people where they can find you online.
So it's at Leaving Cert Guidance. Lots of information there on the Leaving Cert and even beyond the Leaving Cert, what students can still apply for.
Thank you very much, Donica. And our own Evelyn O'Rourke presents the Drive Time Study Hub with advice and support for Leaving Cert students. Tips there on planning and studying, step-by-step guides through key subjects and exam papers. That's all available to listen back to on the RT Radio app. And also we'll be speaking to Harry Barry and Anne-Marie Craven later on this morning in the next hour about how to support your teenager throughout those teenage years from 13 up. And they'll have some valuable advice there too. Now coming up next on the programme, recognising pain in your pet, vet Sarah Boland will be here and hopefully she's not in pain. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.